Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
It's great to be in the house of the Lord tonight because He is amazingly good to all of us. None of you had enough to get in the door this evening. No one had enough resources to buy a ticket. St. Louis Blues recently won the Stanley Cup. They tell me that some of those tickets were going for $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000 apiece. Even if I had $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 apiece, I don't know what I'd have spent it on that. But the ticket to get in here tonight is so high that none of us could afford it. But He paid the price. Open the door to whosoever will. Amen. Lord, You've been abundantly good to us. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Our heart is overwhelmed with Your goodness and Your abundant mercies, of which there is never an end. We've not yet found the limit to Your goodness, O Lord. We've not yet searched the depths of Your mercies, the height of Your love, the breadth of Your mercies and tender care for us. We thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Those of you that were here this morning, I trust that the Lord spoke to each of you in perhaps a different way. So before we start tonight, I'd like to hear some of the ways in which God spoke to you. Anytime we read the Word, we should ask three questions, in my opinion. What did I learn? How should I change to be in line with that? And thirdly, how do I need to pray that that becomes so ingrained into my life, it becomes who and what I am. So what did I learn? How do I change? How do I pray? So someone that's willing to share with the rest of us something that the Lord spoke to you this morning.
Thank you. Well, I learned that I need to love more, and that God showed us through Boaz, who took in someone who didn't look like him, wasn't part of his community, and he gave to her of his abundance to help her, just to help her, and showed his love to an entire community.
Lord, do that in us, we pray. We pray this night, Lord, let Your love so live in us through the power of Your Spirit that it propels us into our world, that it compels us to see and be moved with compassion as You are moved with compassion. This is our prayer, O Lord. Let it be in us this week, Lord Jesus. We covet this more than anything else, Lord, is that we can love our world as You are sending us to do so. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Someone else.
I and my wife talked this afternoon about being more merciful, but saw Boaz as well as a farmer. And the Lord spoke this to me and said that He put His church together with the revelation, the rock of who He was, and He touched even each and every one of us. And in His field, there is no stone unturned. And representing the farmer, every year they prepare the soil, there's new stones that come to the top. We don't know what they look like or where they come from, but His hand has touched us. And because His hand touches us, we can touch others.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. This week, Lord, let us prepare the field and let us see seed that is sown and let us see watering done so that we can see You give the increase. We pray it now in Your name, Lord Jesus. Can our hands carry this gospel, O Lord? Strengthen our grip, not just so that we feel Your mercies, but so our communities feel Your mercy. Let Your field be productive. Give us one more year to dig around Racine, O Lord. Give us one more year to till up the soil, O Lord. Give us one more year to pray. Give us one more year to seek Your will be done in our neighborhood and in our family. Don't take away the plant just yet, Lord Jesus. Give us one more year, we pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let everything be moved out of the way, O Lord. Let everything be pulled aside so your glory can be known in our community. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 One more.
You mentioned that Boaz didn't go out and look at the field and say, oh, look at all of the crops, but he noticed all of the people that he could be a blessing to. And that really rang true to me, that I need to be more cognizant. God has really blessed me. He's blessed my family. He's blessed this entire body tremendously. And it's important that we not just look at all of the blessings that we have and say, oh, look at all that the Lord has allowed us to have, but truly go out and notice all of the people that he's given us these blessings so that we can bless them and we have that authority as children of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We claim that authority right now. We claim that authority as your church right now, Lord Jesus. We claim the authority to bless others. We claim the authority, Lord, to share your goodness and your mercies with others. Pray, O Lord Jesus, that anything that comes against us in exercising that authority, that it be done away even now, Lord, that the only thing be left would be that of power, that authority of your purpose and of your name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I know it's all not always cool to re-gift down here. You know that what that is, right? Someone gives you something for Christmas, and you smiled when you got it. But when you got it home, you put it in that part of your closet for re-gifting for later. It'd probably be smart to write on there who gave it to you so you don't give that back to them. But the blessings of the Lord are intentionally given to us to be regifted to someone else. So if the Lord's blessed you any today, he's blessed you to fill up your hands. Anybody have full hands right now? Do you have a full heart of God's blessings? Lord, you've been so good to us. We offer this as worship now, telling you, Lord, that you have been abundantly good to us this day. And these gifts that you place in our hands, oh, Lord, we are prepared to share that with others in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Those giftings, those blessings come in all kinds of packages. You know, sometimes those things which we would just as soon avoid. Sister mentioned the mountains that she's climbing. We would just as soon that the Lord drill a hole through it and let us just go right on through. But the blessings of going through that season prepares us with full hands to bless somebody else. Even the tragic experience that this church has gone through in the last week or two with these two babies, these twin little girls passing away. Won't you receive the blessings of the Lord in the middle of this to care for one another and to support this sister and her family as they're going through this crisis? But not only those, that family, but also soften your eyes towards others, Lord. Is there someone in my community that doesn't have a church family like I have? When I go through a crisis, as I did 6.5 years ago, there were literally 75 people that came to my hospital room, and there were hundreds of people that sent letters and emails and called. There are folks in this world that do not have a body like we have a body. So this tragedy of the loss of these two beautiful babies, it equips us and calls us in a way with abundant blessings. The Lord only knows how to bless you. He is not the God of death. He is the God of life. He is the God of hope. He is not the God of despair. He's the God of healing. He's not the God that leaves you and abandons you. Our God is a merciful God. He only knows mercy towards you. Even as we've heard tonight, if we are far from him, his mercy calls us and claims us as he seeks for us in the field. He doesn't just wait for us.
Sometimes with the prodigal sons or the mean brother in the field, he waits. Well, the prodigal son, he waited on the porch, but the mean brother, he went out in the field and looked for him to help him to receive those abundant blessings that he had. Amen. How delightful it is to be with all of you this weekend, celebrating the mercies of the Lord and his goodness, which is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Line segments have terminals on the end, little points on the end that says this is the end of the line. Okay, so the shortest distance between two points is not a line. It's a line segment. Because lines have no start and they have no endings. God's mercy has no ending. Forever and ever 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 and ever. When you're taking off your crown in heaven and casting at his feet, you're going to proclaim, his mercies have been good to me forever and ever and ever. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to Acts chapter 3. Give honor to pastor and sister pastors and the great job they are doing of leading this congregation. It's always an honor to be invited back to Racine. I do not take the honor lightly, but such a kindred spirit that I sense and feel here, and many of you, I look for you each time I come back to Racine, then to see you and to experience a time of worship together. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, so this is the week after Pentecost. I know that's startling to you, so I want to preach about the week after Pentecost. Acts chapter number 3. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, which, by the way, was 3 in the afternoon for them. Okay? Some people say you have to get up really early to pray. Well, it's really early someplace. To steal from a bad country western song. So for the early church, their time of prayer was 3 in the afternoon. I think the time to pray is whenever you're the freshest. Okay, some of you are not sociable in the morning. Are there any witnesses in the house? Someone greets you in the morning, go, ugh. That is not the time to greet God. Okay, so I think really seriously, the time to pray is when you are most alive and most present and able to hear and to speak to God and to hear from God. So for Peter and John, evidently it was 3 in the afternoon, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us, check us out." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Dear Lord, we have much to give our world this night. The person who was baptized last here has much to give the world this night. The person who has suffered the most this week and feels like they're afraid they cannot go on, they too have much to give the world this night. Pray, O Lord, that we see through eyes of faith the resources that are in our hand. Pray that we see through eyes of faith those which we encounter throughout the day, so that in this week after Pentecost, that your Holy Spirit fall mightily where we walk and where we live. Equip us, comfort us, hold us, sustain us, but most of all, Lord, send us into the field of harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe we ought to say one more time, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, you have been so good to me. I didn't deserve it, but you've been so good to me. I don't understand how you could be so good to me, but you've been so good to me. I'm overwhelmed by your goodness this night, oh Lord. When I've awakened in the midnight hour and I'm afraid to even sleep, your mercies fill my bedroom and bring me hope and peace and joy. You've been so good to me, Lord Jesus. When I couldn't go on my own, you gave my name to a brother or sister and they called on my name in prayer, oh Lord, because you've been so, so merciful and so good to me, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've been abundantly good to me, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You've healed our mind, oh Lord. You've been good to us. You've taken away confusion. You've been so good to us. Fears and anxiety, you have allowed us to cast them on you. You have been so good to us. Your peace, which passes all understanding, you've washed us in us. You've bathed us in it, oh Lord. You have been so good to us, oh Lord. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you have been so good to us, Lord Jesus. We know your name and the power that's in that name. You've been so good to us, Lord Jesus. I never face a day on my own. You've been so good to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word is forever settled in the heavens, oh Lord, and it's solid and secure. And when all else is shaking around me, your word, you've been so good to me, Lord Jesus. And I don't know how you did it, but you filled us all with your Holy Spirit. You've been so good to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us prophets and apostles. Thank you, O Lord, that you've given us evangelists and pastors and teachers. Thank you, O Lord, that you've gifted some of us with the gift of mercy and compassion. You've gifted some of us with the gift of giving. You've gifted some of us with the gift of ruling well. You've given us a gift of love for the body of the brethren and the sisters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have been so good to us. Oh yeah, you have much to praise him for. Oh yeah, you have much to glorify his name about. Don't say you don't have a witness to tell anybody. He's been so good to you. Oh, yeah, you know what the world needs now. It needs a people like this here tonight that know how blessed they are, and they're hungry that someone else could be blessed in a similar way. Lord, you have been so good. So good, so good to me, oh Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
so good to me, O Lord. You've been so good to us, your people, O Lord. We will not be like Israel, who was set free from Egypt land, but they forgot how good you were. We will not be like Israel, who had drunk from living waters that followed them in the desert, and they forgot how good you were. We will not be like those who had eaten manna every morning and forgot your goodness and your mercies. Oh, Lord, you have been so good to us. Oh, as you're worshiping the Lord right now, there's healing in the house. When you testify of his goodness, there's healing in the house. Oh, the obstacles that are in front of you to be the witness God's called you to do. When you testify of his goodness, those obstacles are blown away by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive a healing right now from the Lord. Receive a cleansing in your spirit right now. Receive light in dark places right now. We are well equipped for what you have placed in front of us, O Lord. We are well equipped for this hour. We are well equipped to call on your name. We are well equipped to walk boldly in this darkness of our world. We are well equipped to let your light so shine before men in this world. We are well equipped to sow seeds of righteousness and water, O Lord. We are well equipped in this hour. We are well equipped to see the shame that's on our world, and we are well equipped to speak righteousness to it, and holiness to it, and healing to it, and mercy to it, and grace to it. We are well equipped, O Lord, because you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. Oh. Oh, Lord, you built your body for this hour. You've designed your body for this hour. You've equipped your body for this hour. You've destined your body for this hour. We are not weak and beggarly, O Lord, but we are well able to take that mountain, and we are well able to go in where you send us, and we are well able to bring down the idols, and we are well able to cut down the groves, and we are well able to bring righteousness to your people. In Jesus' name. Ah. Every stronghold, it must come down. Every darkness must be penetrated by your light. Oh, Lord. Could we be a people who go to prayer already empowered to see miracles done? Could we be a people who it's not after prayer have power, but as we go to prayer, we're already destined to see miracles on the way to prayer, oh Lord. Could we be a people that hold this treasure in earthen vessels in such a way that when we encounter those we have encountered before, we can hear the Spirit move us to reach out to the blind and the lame and to the beggars in our world. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You have saved us by your name. You have baptized us in your name. You have purified and sanctified us through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And now you're sending us after Pentecost into our world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Locked rooms are only before Pentecost. After Pentecost, we walk in public spaces. Fear is before Pentecost. But after Pentecost, we're alive with the power of the Holy Spirit. Before Pentecost, it's all about us. But after Pentecost, it's all about our neighbor. Before Pentecost, we are begging God to do something for us. But after Pentecost, we're interceding on behalf of a world. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, can you do it again? Could we be your Jerusalem people in this hour? Could we be a people destined for this hour? Is it possible this side of Pentecost, oh Lord, that our eyes are open to the field around us? Could it be, oh Lord, and even while others are persecuting us and treating us evilly, our prayer is not that you protect us, but our prayer is that you give us boldness to speak into our world today. Oh Lord, is there any more Pentecost boldness power available? Oh Lord, is there any Pentecost power available? Oh, is there any more Pentecost power available? Do signs and wonders still follow those that believe, oh Lord? Are there any more signs, oh Lord, to follow your people? Oh Lord, not that we need them for us. Oh, we already have our faith in you, but we need signs that our world could see you. We need miracles, oh Lord, so it convicts them of their sin and unrighteousness. We need miracles, oh Lord, to turn on light in dark places. We need miracles, oh Lord, to conform to a world that there's none other salvation under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Are there any of those miracles left? Oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we're asking you right now, on behalf of Racine, are there any believers in the house tonight, Lord, that you can bless with signs to follow them this week? Not so they stay saved. They're committed to you and sold out to you. We're not asking for signs that we can know you're still on the throne. We know you forever reign, and no one brings down your throne. But we're asking you, Lord, are there any more signs following believers? Not apostles, but believers. Not prophets, but believers.
Are there any signs, Lord, not just for pastors and evangelists and teachers, but are there any signs for believers? If this is your prayer request, I think my sermon's over. If this is your desire that this week that you be as one after Pentecost, your normal course of events, signs and wonders follow you, that the world might know Jesus. If that's your passionate desire, would you come around this altar tonight and plead the blood of Calvary on Racine right now? Lord, we plead your blood right now on Racine. We plead your blood on Racine. We have seen Holy Spirit move in the past, but we plead your blood on Racine, oh Lord. Can Holy Ghost power follow my brother this week? Oh, where he goes, your authority and power is behind him, equipping him and sending him. Can these hands, oh Lord, touch a blind eye this week? Touch a hungry heart this week, oh Lord. Can this mouth be given words of wisdom and insight to touch someone who has no hope? Can this heart be opened wide enough, oh Lord God, to reach out to someone who has not known love perhaps their whole life? In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, is there any of that Pentecost power available tonight? I believe that it is right now in the name of Jesus, I pray. An ordination to holy work this week. An ordination to holy work this week. An ordination to faith this week. Ordained to faith this week. Ordained to power in the Spirit this week. Ordained with words of mercy and hope. You're going to keep us holy so we can have words of mercy and hope for our world. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, Lord. You said on your handmaidens you would pour out of your Spirit in this last hour. Is this that hour, oh, Lord? Is this an hour of dreaming dreams and seeing visions? Lord, oh Lord, can you bring in the multitudes in Racine, or is that only in Mexico? Can you bring in the hungry in Racine, or is that only in Africa? Do you only love folks in Africa? In South America, oh Lord, but can you love my neighborhood enough this week, oh Lord, to let signs and wonder follow my sister? Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Lord. Do you have one more sign left? Is there one more sign that this family can be to the world? We're not asking anything for us, oh Lord. You've been so, so good to us. But we're asking, oh Lord, is there a sign that you can have in us for the world? It points our neighbor to you. Points our family to you. Would you do it for me, Jesus? This is what I long for. This is what I'm hungry for. This is what I desire. Jesus. Lord, she's known your presence.